Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Plastic bottles are not only piling up in our landfills and oceans, it turns out they also shed plastic particles that end up in our bodies. According to a study by scientists from Columbia and Rutgers universities, on average, a 1 liter bottle of water contains about 250,000 invisible nanoplastic particles. The study was published this week in Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Phoebe Stapleton is one of the researchers on the study. She's an associate professor in the Department of Pharmacology and Toxicology at Rutgers University. She joins us now. Phoebe, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So Phoebe, what exactly is a nanoplastic? I'm wondering if it's actually plastic given it's so tiny. And how is it different from microplastic?
So a nanoplastic is indeed a piece of plastic, just a small particle, and it's about 1,000 times smaller than the smallest of the micro-sized plastics. So about a grain of sand, or smaller than anything smaller than a sesame seed, and nano are more than 1,000 times smaller than that, so invisible to the naked eye.
So how did you find them in the water?
Well, so scientists have kind of known or had a feeling that they were there once we found the micro-sized plastics. And it took some time to find and develop a tool that would be able to identify the nano size given that small size range. So we were really lucky to be able to work with Dr. Min and his team at Columbia University. And they had developed this tool about 15 years ago, this SRS Raman technique. It uses two different lasers to be able to identify the size of the particle and, more importantly, to be able to identify the chemistry of the particle.
Okay. And so when you find all these nanoplastics, the study seems to indicate that it comes from the bottle itself and were not introduced into the water earlier, before it was bottled. How do you know that?
That's one of the theories. So we looked at three different brands of water, and we looked at five replicates within each one of those brands. And the interesting thing was the type of plastic that had the highest percentage there was different in each one of those brands. And so one, it was pretty clear that those plastics came from the bottling or the capping process itself, from that part, because the plastics were the same type of chemistry. However, the other two brands were not the same type of chemistry as that bottle or the cap itself. So it's likely they were introduced not from the bottling, but from an earlier source within the bottling process, whether that's the filter or possibly the water that came in to start.
And apparently water filters may introduce contaminants themselves, because some people might be thinking, well, let me stop drinking from water bottles, or I drink water from the tap or from water filters. Is that any safer?
So that's true. The problem with the nano-sized component is that they bypass those filters. They're too small to get caught in those filters. And so the use of those filters can actually start to introduce them as those filters start to wear. At the moment, they've been found almost everywhere we've looked. There was another study this week coming out about micro nanoplastics in protein sources.
Goodness.
So I guess depending on the safety of your tap water, I know many communities have had issues with lead recently. And so bottled water is clearly going to be safer than the lead because we know the toxicity associated with that lead. However, if you're looking to reduce your plastic consumption, then a refillable water bottle like aluminum or glass, that might be a better option for you.
And just a quick clarifying question. Mm-hmm. So does this also mean something like a Brita filter might be passing on nanoplastics to us?
It could. I hate to say any brand in particular. Some have carbon in them as well and use that as the primary filtering option, but the reuse of them could. However, we have no evidence to say that conclusively yet.
And do we know what the health impacts are of these nanoplastics as they enter the human body?
So we don't know all of the health impacts yet. Those are still under study. We do know that not only can these plastic particles breach or bypass the environmental filters, but also the body's natural barriers as well. So we know that they get past the barrier of the lung. We know that they get past the barrier of the GI system. These micro-sized plastic particles have been identified in human placenta, human lung tissue, human blood, and our laboratory models mimic that as well. The problem with the plastics is that they may contain some chemicals that are known endocrine disruptors, and they may also what's called adsorb or add different chemicals from their life before they got into the body. So those additions could also change the toxicity of that particle being somewhere that it shouldn't be.
So plastic reusable water bottles, we should ditch.
I would ditch plastic reusable water bottles because we have found that those plastics are shedding from opening the cap repeatedly and then any type of weathering from that bottle itself. So being in sunlight, changes in temperature, things of that nature will increase the shedding of those particles.
Phoebe Stapleton is an associate professor in the Department of Pharmacology and Toxicology at Rutgers University. Thank you so much, Phoebe.
Thank you, Deepa. Thank you for your time.